The following audio is via a Skype call.
Thank you, Eric Kramer. Hi, everybody. TGIF Indeed. I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
Together, we are Mance and Mitchell on the air at this hour for the hour for your benefit. At least that is our worthy intention. None of that would be possible, of course, were it not for the continuing efforts of our buddy that we like to call Bad Boy Benny at the board. How are you today, Benny?
Sup.
So, dog?
Sup, dog. I'm good.
Now, maybe you can decipher this for Suzanne and I, because we've been just titivating all day about this. Mm-hmm. We don't understand, first of all, how Toronto was able to dethrone the Warriors. There are a couple of injuries involved. That's always going to be a factor. Yeah. But I don't know why Drake is important in this equation.
I've got my opinions about it. He's got leverage because of his social status. I don't like what he's doing, personally. I don't think that gives him the right to do, you know, the antics on, you know what I mean? Like, there's just that kind of sports wall barrier between athletes and the rest of everybody else, you know, on the courts. Like,
the entertainment world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I was on the course with Tiger, it doesn't give me the right to run up to Tiger and be like hanging out and start walking with him. You know,
or pick a fight with him and harass and so forth.
There's just that boundary. And I just don't appreciate what he's doing. I know what he does. Yeah, I get that. But I don't know. People can argue with me on that one of a debate. But, yeah, he's doing good for, you know, Toronto and Canada in general. So it's good. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. And when it comes to that fuzzy line of demarcation there, I just want you to know that Spike Lee is on line one.
Right, exactly. But he was okay. Like, he kept it to the bench, though. You know what I mean? He never got up and didn't touch anybody. He was just a mouth. And, you know, there's a lot of those.
There's a limit, damn it.
Yeah, there's a cap. There's a limit. Although, real fast, I don't mean to step on your toes there. There was another championship, too, with the St. Louis Blues winning their Stanley Cup for the first time.
You know we are big hockey fans, and of course we watch the Stanley Cup.
Yep. 52 years in the making.
Hey-o!
Yeah, nice to see somebody get it for the first time. Very exciting.
Of course. Absolutely.
Come on, Mariners!
I keep hoping
wait
scores.
Till Seattle gets their hockey team.
No, oh, wow. What? That's sold out for like the first 10 years or so.
I know, right? Totally.
Unbelievable, at least the first season or two. And I'm delighted if there's anything on the market among the scalpers, or at least Ticketmaster on resale. I would like to know about that, because I certainly want to be in attendance. Mm. That's going to be a wonderful day when they premiere. So, okay, enough about sports. Let's move on to mediumship.
Perfect segue. And
we have the lovely, the vivacious, the incredibly gifted and wonderfully intuitive and decidedly compassionate Jody LaVon with us. Did you get around to the latest count? I lose track of how many times Jody's been with us.
No, but I will tell you.
Okay, sounds good. She'll look that up so that we'll have that at least by the commercial break. We like to keep our stats here, you know, like people who talk about basketball and hockey would be expected to do. But what I can tell you is that Jody LaVon is known internationally as the happy medium and intuitive coach. She's been described as all of the above, right? Vivacious, practical, positive, always. And for more than 35 years, she's used her psychic skills professionally. As an intuitive coach, Jody LaVon is very effective in the business sector. She's highly acclaimed as a keynote speaker, offers readings for individuals with a very large and growing waiting list, I might add. She teaches workshops, classes on developing psychic intuition. She is the whole package and the real deal. And I'm told by Suzanne reliably that this is her 21st appearance on Mance and Mitchell, which is close to the record for us. I mean, she's definitely in record-setting territory. That's because she's such a listener favorite.
I think we've had less than five people who have been on more than 20 times in the 13 years. We're in our 13th year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's an exclusive club. I mean, we don't provide smoking jackets or anything like that or trophies, though I wish we did. That's an idea. We'll have to look at our budget. But for the moment, let's just do with saying hello warmly to Jody LaVon once again. Jody, my dear, so happy that you are back with us.
I am so delighted to be back. Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited 21 times. That's awesome.
Yep, today number 21. Lucky 21.
Did you see the picture that I posted on social media of the first time Gary and I met? So Suzanne, I think you took that picture because we met the same day when I did my book launch in Seattle. Yeah.
That was the first time we met. And, you know, we're so grateful that we had a chance to meet you in person and have seen you in person at least twice that I can remember. And, you know, sometimes in radio, you don't see your guests. They're all, you know, it's all audio. You never get to actually see them live and in person. And we met you in Orlando and we met you in Seattle. And so we're able to easily put a face with that voice.
Well, it's always a pleasure to see you guys have amazing energy, and I love the work you do on this show. It is tremendous. Really, it is tremendous. The people that you reach, the questions that you ask, it is a gift to the universe. So thank you.
Well, the idea is from the other side to this side, you know, across the veil, it's a wonderful thing, a miracle in its way, that people can get evidential mediumship from someone like yourself. And that we can be, as it were, the impresarios is a real thrill for us, Jody. And that means that this is the moment when I say people in a little while, second half of this hour, we're going to throw open the phone lines and people can call in and get together with you and see if there's a message from the other side meant for them. That's always a treat.
Awesome. That's really cool. I'm so happy we're doing that. I love speaking with people and
beautiful.
Meeting them.
So when you get, I should ask you, just as a matter of procedure, when you know you're going to be doing media and there's the possibility, I mean, you're on Twin Cities Live, you can't go into a supermarket anywhere in the Minneapolis metropolitan area, anywhere in the Twin Cities and beyond, or even Mall of America for crying out loud, without being approached by people. Do you have to kind of create that wall of separation so that you get to do you, and then when you're on, you're in a different space where you open up and spirits are able to see, oh, she's open for business. Okay, I see the open sign.
Well, spirits don't read. They see you and they want to be around you and want to talk to you no matter what. So yes, I have to absolutely put my boundaries up so I'm not absorbing other people's energy and I'm not picking up their stuff or the spirits around them. I have to make a concerted effort when I go into any crowd. And it takes a lot of energy to make that effort, to be honest with you. But as far as just like being me, I'm a goofball. In my work, I'm pretty serious because I would never want anybody to think I'm making fun of or making light of something that means a lot to them. But I'm very silly, so when I'm out in public, sometimes I'm just silly, and I don't care if people see that. When you're silly and you're happy, your vibration raises, and you're more insightful. And so then you're more on. You know, you get things done faster. Things just go for you. You press the elevator button and it opens instead of you stand there for 15 minutes. Just things work if you're in a happy space. And so I do a lot to make sure that I maintain that happy space. And, man, I've taken nosedives, and I've taken them recently, just little things that have gone on. But I brought myself back up because I feel like I get more accomplished when I'm up. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It really does. Healing happens a lot faster when you're positive and in a good mood than when you're having a pity party and being all negative. So, yeah, I do believe that. I have a different question.
I remember one time I had a pity party and I put hats on. I literally went and got my kids' little hats on, like, for parties, and it made me feel better.
Of course. Of course. I have a question for you. We are on the cusp here of celebrating Father's Day. We have this tradition on this side that's been around for quite a while, where we like to honor our fathers. Does any of that translate to the other side? Now, does the other side know about Father's Day? And would there be more fathers paying attention because it is Father's Day? Or doesn't that really equate?
If it matters to those they love, those in spirit, they know that it matters to those they love. They're part of it. It matters to them. What matters to us here matters to the people that we love, the souls that we love that are on the other side. That's how it works. If it matters to us, it matters to them. If we're thinking about them, they get a signal. They know that we're thinking about them, especially if it's consistent. So they're part of those gatherings. I know that when I go to a family gathering, I'm going to feel my dad because he likes to come around and say hi to us. Not every single one, but most. They like to pop in and say hello. They show up in pictures sometimes. they'll do weird things with animals, or they do a lot of things with butterflies and birds. So they make their presence known. They give us a happy Father's Day.
Well, that's kind of interesting. I've begun a relationship with a bird outside, and I'm just wondering if it's me and the bird or if there's somebody else involved in that. When I go swimming, there is one particular bird that shows up and sits on the fence while I'm swimming and talks to me.
Taking care of you.
And I talk back to it. I say, hi, there you are. How's it going? But it's so consistent that it's like weird.
Well, I love weird. I do feel like that bird in itself is helping guard you, like watching you, making you know that someone's there helping you, just their presence, not in a spooky or weird way. And I also feel like our loved ones in spirit can come through an animal as well. And so I feel like both are happening for you. Like your mom might be coming through to say, hi, I'm glad you're taking care of yourself. And the bird, the energy of the bird is there also. Animals are amazing. They're very protective of people, especially sweet people, kind people, people who are not trying to kill them.
No, I'm not trying to kill any birds, that's for sure. And this particular one's been coming around for a long time, last year, this year. I mean, very interesting.
So birds, certain birds, and I don't know what they are, I have to look them up, but certain birds carry a certain message sometimes where they have an energy. So is it a robin? I don't know what kind of birds you have there.
No, it's not a robin, and I actually can't tell you because I do have a bird book, but I have not looked it up yet. It's gray, and it's got white on its wings, and it has kind of a white breast on it a little bit. So I can't always see it until it's like flying or, you know, coming overhead, and then I know that's the bird because it's a combination of gray and white. So I will look it up. I'll look at it.
Not to mention the many, many exotic species we have here in this subtropical terrain. They're in this zone. I mean, we have, and it's kind of heartbreaking at the same time that I understand how Mother Nature needs to look after us all there. But we will have these egrets and these birds that have long legs and long spears for beaks. They're perfectly adapted by nature to pluck lizards out of bushes and trees. And whenever they're around, it's hard to spot a lizard because they go into hiding and they don't want to make a move. And yet there's these birds, very attentive, will walk around creeping on these long feet and these taloned feet. And all of a sudden they'll stop. They'll cock their head to one side and then zoom in the middle of a bush where to the naked eye, you can't see anything. They will spear a lizard and swallow it whole. And I'm going, yikes, you know, goodbye, Mr. Lizard. I feel terrible about that. And yet this is the way of nature and it's not for me to interfere.
Oh, I feel terrible about it, too. And when I was young, I did try to interfere. It's still hard for me to hear stuff like that. I can't watch. And it is natural. It is natural, but we do our best to protect everybody. But I think it's natural. It's just gross. Or seeing an animal on the road. When I see an animal on the road that's deceased, I say a prayer for it. When I see something like you just described, I say a prayer for the spirit of the animal that just died. That makes me feel better. It adds a little bit of light to them, and I feel like it helps them on their journey because they, too, are going to the other side.
Well, yes, I just take the blessed be attitude, and I've used that phrase more and more in recent years. It's just a quick way of acknowledging what is as a blessing, even though there is apparent violence and what you might term murder in the world. I mean, this chaos of, oh, my God, it's law of the jungle and so forth. There is a natural order, and if I say blessed be, it's my way of understanding, without truly understanding in an academic sense, that reality is what it is, and it's meant to be accepted rather than opposed.
I love that. That's so much peace around you when you say that, too. I think I'm going to start saying that myself. And I think that's how we get on in the world, is to say something like that to ourselves, is to move through it. I know, being as insightful as I am, I pick things up wherever I go. Like, I still feel people's pain. I pull myself back so I don't go so far into it, because if I'm at a cash register trying to pay for something and the person behind me is having terrible problems because of something that's going on with his stomach, I can't heal him. I can't. He's not in my office. I can't really help him. So I can't go further in to say, what is it? Because it's not my business, and he's not asking. So I pull my energy back and I just send a blessing to them. And I feel like with what goes on in our world, when we see something that's none of our business, or even if it's our business and we can't fix it, it's a good thing to say, I'm going to do what I can. At this point, I'm going to send good energy to it. I'm just going to send good energy to it. Because otherwise, we get caught up and we get stuck like we've stepped on gum and we can't get away from it. And I don't like that feeling. I think it's gross. So I do what I can to lighten my energy and to send good vibes to other people. Kind of like when somebody's got three children at a restaurant and they're all screaming, and you can tell that these parents are trying so hard to get these kids under control. And the people that turn around and glare at them clearly don't remember having children or haven't had them, because it can just happen. So I like to like smile at them, not in a creepy way, or nod my head or do something to show them like, yep, I've been there. It passes.
I think that's a nice, well-rounded and harmonious way of looking at life.
Yep.
Suzanne, I did not mention this to you before, but I was wondering if maybe we could have Jody tell us the story, because it's so indicative of her abilities and the way she is tapped into universal forces of life. For her to recount, and I think the first time we had her on way back, this is like 21 visits ago, but there are people who missed that, people who don't get it in the archives, and they might want to hear the story. Jody, would you be up for telling, and this is by way of inviting people, get ready, because we're going to have the numbers. Suzanne will give the numbers out here very shortly, and after our break, you will have the opportunity to try and get in and up close and personal with Jody LaVaughn. Maybe there's a message waiting for you. We certainly hope so. But Jody, would you be willing to share, even in capsule summary form, the amazing account in your book, The Happy Medium, about the aftermath of that terrible bridge collapse in Minneapolis? There, I don't remember the exact number, but a number of people did perish. And how you came in contact with someone who was tragically affected by that, and how you reached out, how that message, how the information even came to you, because I think people will be astonished to hear it.
Oh, I'd be happy to. I do change the names of people in books, and I change slightly some of the circumstances, though none of the factual things about what happened. So I may be sounding a little different than in the book. I might use a different name. In fact, I think I'm not going to use names at all. I was doing a reading, and all of a sudden I felt the presence of somebody who said they died on the 35W bridge when it collapsed. And I asked the gentleman I was reading if he was associated with somebody that had, and he said no. And I felt like he was telling the truth. But I can be a little bit of a bulldog about this, and so I asked again a few minutes later, gave him a little more information about what this person looked like in spirit. The person that was in spirit, what they look like when they were here on this planet. And this person said, no, I really don't know. And I could feel that they were telling the truth. So I thought, okay, I'm going to table it. I'll figure it out. As I was going to pick up my kids at preschool, I was walking on the sidewalk and all of a sudden felt the presence again. And it dawned on me to call somebody I knew and say, do you know somebody who died on the 35W bridge, or do you have a connection coming up in the next few days where you're going to see somebody who has a loved one who died? And this person I was talking to said, yes, actually, I'm going to this garden party, and I do believe somebody's going to be there. So I called this person back. It's one of my friends. I called her back after I put my kids down for a nap and gave her some more details. This is what this guy looks like. This is what he's saying. He's saying there's an anniversary and or a birthday coming up, and he's very sad because he knows his wife is or was planning something, and he wants her to know the anniversary and or the birthday are really important to him too. And he talked about his two children, you know, these two little kids with, I don't know what went on, if they ate really healthy, but they had really bad breath. I mean, that's how they came through. Spirit brings me the smell of people too. So I got this really bad breath feeling. So I come to find out that the message that I gave my friend to give to somebody else to pass on to the young woman who lost her husband, it never happened. And how I found that out is I was in my house putting away some jewelry, and the guy came to me again. And his energy was like, super sorry, don't mean to intrude. He was so polite and so sweet. And he said, but my wife was never reached. Called my friend, she made a few calls, found out it never happened, but then it did. And the woman was very open, and yes, indeed, she lost her husband. He did carry a briefcase. He did look the way that I described. His personality was very intelligent, kind of quiet, a little bit quirky. Everything I said, most everything, she said yes to. There wasn't just a birthday. It was an anniversary and a birthday, and she was planning that for him. I believe it was a surprise for his birthday before he died. And the two kids with bad breath were dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, okay. For babies, I love animals, and so that was a miss, kind of. They were their babies. So, yeah. But she felt peace with it, and I feel like people have peace with that story because, A, it's true, and, B, we can be reached by those we love in spirit, and they can tell us they're okay, and they want us to go on and enjoy our lives and not make our life about their loss.
I like that. They don't want us to make our life about their loss. I like that, Jody.
I've had a medium say that if we can't get out of grief mode, I mean, we'll always miss them, of course, but if we can't get out of that mode of deep grieving in order to get on with our lives, it weighs them down over there because they're so aware of our emotional states here. Is that true?
So I can understand that medium's take. Remember, we are interpreting information, so I can understand that interpretation because those in spirit do feel that from us. I personally do not feel like it weighs them down. I feel like they know they're going to deal with it when that their loved one comes to the other side as well, and that maybe that's part of what they're feeling, is that I'm going to have to deal with this person, and that's okay, because there's such freedom over there. The worries that we have here are not there at all. They get to see the whole spectrum. They have a bird's eye view. So things that matter to us here don't matter in the same way. And you know, here's the other thing. Those in spirit do not hold a grudge. They do not. So we don't have to ever worry that they're upset with us that we weren't there when they died, or that we took their coin or whatever we did.
Well, that is a relief to know. I mean, I understand
they
how
carry
there can
their
be
personalities, though. I mean, people,
their sense of identity.
Right. That gets carried through to the other side. So,
absolutely. Especially as part of their spirit.
Right. But you're saying what would not get carried is their, resentments or something like that?
Or their orientation. You know, Jody, and I probably said this to you before, I use an extreme example. If somebody high up in the pecking order of the KKK has a heart attack and drops dead during a perfectly good cross burning, and they didn't get to see the end of it because they croaked, when they cross over, they're not going to ask for Martin Luther King Jr. so they can shake hands, say, sorry, buddy, it wasn't personal, didn't mean anything, and they link arms and sing, "We Shall Overcome." That's not a likely outcome.
No, but imagine their surprise when they realize that color doesn't matter, religion doesn't matter, religious orientation, none of that matters. Imagine their surprise when they realize that it's different than what they thought. I'm sorry, but I do get kind of a little bit of a kick out of that because it's different than a lot of us have been taught. It is peaceful over there. But what we do here on this planet in this lifetime, we go and watch on a big screen when we're on the other side. It's our life review, and it's a weird kind of 3D, and I'm sure I've said this before. Instead of just watching how the person felt when we put them on the cross to burn them, God forbid, we feel how they felt while it was happening. And it is not as a punishment. It is a way to say, this is what your actions brought. So people think that's a punishment, and it's not that they have to feel all of it, but they do have to feel it. Or even just hurting somebody's feeling, especially deliberately. We are responsible for what we do on this planet. We are fully responsible. When somebody does something really wretched and there's nothing we can do about it, I just think, I don't have to worry because the universe will deal with it far better than I ever could, even in my worst moment. Because we do get it. We get it in a way that's meaningful for us. We get it in a way so our spirit will understand. Because the goal of the soul is to work toward enlightenment. The goal of the soul is to become more light, because we come from the spark of the sparks. We come from the light. And the goal is to become more like the light, to become more of the light. And so we have to learn what we've done that isn't of the light, to let it go.
That was very well said, Jody.
I like that, to let it go. Yeah.
Suzanne, maybe you would like to discuss with Jody before you give out the all-important numbers. There's two numbers involved here. Before we go to break, we want people to know that you are warmly invited to call to get up close and personal, as we like to say, with Jody Levon. But you may want to discuss the ground rules of what people need or don't need to provide in order for Jody to do her best work.
My understanding, Jody's the best person to answer that, but my understanding is we just need your first name, and let's make it your real first name, not a made-up name, and where you're from. And
No birthdays? Okay.
If you have a question in mind, you can ask Jody a question, or if you just would like her to tune in with a general reading, she will do that too. How does that sound, Jody?
That's perfect. And also, I'm not a fortune teller or a future teller. I do read energy, so I can tell you what the signs are saying is coming, but you can change your own life with a single thought oftentimes, so I'm not going to limit you by telling you your future. And I don't call people from the other side. I'm really, really good at picking up the energy if they're around you. I'm excellent, actually, but I don't dial them up. It's just it's against the Torah, and I personally think it's bad form. But believe me, if you're thinking about them and you have a question, chances are they're around you. If not, then there'll be information about it. And when I say something that makes sense to you, make sure you say, yes, that makes sense, or yes, I understand that, because then the reading gets bigger. More information comes out in more color.
You can say yes, no, or I don't know.
Right.
But that's it.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say specificity is a plus, because we've had people call up any number of times and ask a medium, I just want to know if you had anything for me. Yes, I've got some oceanfront property in Kansas for you. I'm selling it cheap, limited time only.
Well, if there's a spirit present and I'm doing a reading on somebody and I'm saying, you used to pull your hair out when you were frustrated, let's say it's someone's mom, and the person I'm reading says, no, I didn't. Nope, nope, nope. That no shuts everything down. So I would caution about a no. I would take a pause and say, let me think about that for a second, or no, I'm not resonating with that. But the spirit, I've literally seen a spirit give somebody the finger, like ethereally. Like, yep, you don't like
really?
It, I'm out. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So be open. If you would like a good reading, be open.
You can use a finger to dial.
And say yes. Well, those are really old phones now, Gary. They press buttons now, Gary.
Oh, I'm going to have to get caught up on that.
Hey, yeah, probably. Still work. They still
I'll
work.
Go to YouTube and find out how to do that. We have a couple of numbers for you to call. Suzanne, what would
those
be?
From anywhere in the United States and even beyond, in Canada and elsewhere. You can call area code 425-373-5527. Yes, I will repeat that. Area code 425-373-5527. If you're in Western Washington, there's a toll-free number at 1-888-298-5569. So give us a call. Benny will put you in queue for Jody. And in the meantime, we're going to take this brief break. So stay with us, and thank you for listening to Manson Mitchell on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Staying connected with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell is easy. Just go to mansonmitchell.com for the latest info on topics and guests. Friend Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell on their Facebook pages and like the Mance and Mitchell show page at facebook.com/Mance and Mitchell. If you're on Twitter, share a follow with Gary and Suzanne at Mance Mitchell. Join Gary and Suzanne Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for an unusual show that covers everything from personal growth to the paranormal.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual novelty act.
The home of the A-Team of Alternative Talk is manceandmitchell.com. Heard right here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM or streaming live from your computer anywhere.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 30 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a couple of baby boomers who bring you a talk radio mix of metaphysics and music, politics, and pop culture.
And you never know which celebrity will join us for an interesting conversation.
Mance and Mitchell is Boomer HQ, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on 1150 AM KKNW.
Your home for alternative talk in Seattle and Western Washington.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Mance and Mitchell and our special guest this hour, Jody Levon, the happy medium. Jody, you have gotten some books written and a website and social media. How is it that people can connect with you if they want to do that?
So my website is theintuitivecoach.com, and I am starting to do online classes. You should see something about that within the month. And I do events. Actually, I'm going to be doing one in Ireland in April. So if anybody knows anybody in Ireland, I'm doing one there. They can reach me on social media, Jody Levon, on Facebook or The Happy Medium. And I'm on Instagram and Twitter as well. Just look up Jody Levon. And I love, love, love social media, and I do respond. So that's how they can reach me. And my books are available in bookstores, and they're definitely available on Amazon. And they're The Happy Medium book series. So if people are interested in popping their own intuition, really getting it moving, or having it validated, or understanding about spirit energy, I write about that. I write words that feel like a hug.
Just in case anybody's wondering how your name is spelled, it's J-O-D-I-L-I-V as in Victor, O-N, Jody Levon. Thank you so much, Jody. We have a number of callers. One of them is a male, and I thought we would start with the guy for Father's Day. Nels is calling from the Madrona area of Seattle. Nels, say hello to Jody Levon.
Hello, good morning. How are all you doing?
Hello.
Doing well. Glad you called. Nels, thanks so much.
Thank you. So what I would like to ask is one a general reading, and also there's this lovely young lady that has come into my life. So I'd just like to hear what the
listeners
say about that.
You want? Sorry, it was a little bit muffled. So you're asking about the lovely young lady that has come into your life, and you?
And me, and also a general reading of what the spirits want to pass on.
So first of all, you have a delightful energy. You are so in this relationship has sparked even more positivity from you because you're such a deep thinker. You'll dive into something, and when you have time, you just kind of think about it and think about it and think about it, and you look up, and it's dark, and you were initially starting to think about it when it was light. So what I mean is you can get lost in things that have meaning, and then you forget to take care of yourself and the things around you at times. She's sort of...
Yes, indeed.
yes, she's awesome. So she sort of helped bring you back to another part of yourself. I keep hearing the word nature, nature, nature. So there must be something about being outside or being in the sun or something about nature and outdoors and natural about this person that you're with because, I mean, I keep feeling that. Is your mom on the other side? Is she in spirit?
Not yet, but it feels like both my parents will soon be on the other side.
So I don't read the future that way. I just have the energy of either if your mom is sort of sleeping a lot or has been in a coma or is sort of has Alzheimer's and has left the building, so to speak, but her body is here, this could be your mom, but there's a mother energy, and it very likely could be a grandmother energy. She's got so kind of a little bit of a wave to her hair. It looks like it's a light brown, and at least she did have hair like this at one point, and she's concerned. I don't know if she did natural cures or if she's hovering over your mom. So she's concerned, meaning like, oh, I want to help relieve her pain. I want to help relieve her discomfort. And
she
I feel
is
like
a lot of pain. Yes, and that's her mom. Her name is Hopi.
Would she have fit in the times right now? Was there a little bit of funkiness to her? Like, she would understand something about herbs, or she would listen about some natural things making sense versus always doing medicine Western-wise? She's talking about, she was intuitive.
Oh.
This lady is talking about doing things that they used to do way back, like, you know, Epsom salts. I'm not telling you to do that with your mom, but, like, that's a natural thing to do. She's talking about doing things that would give her creature comforts now, that would alleviate her pain now, that isn't medicine-related. So that's why I'm saying those kinds of things. And I feel like whatever happened for your grandma, and I do feel like it's your grandma, so her breath, like, I don't know if she didn't talk or she couldn't eat or drink, but she's talking about there was something going on in her mouth, and I don't know if she means her breath was really bad, something with her teeth, but she's talking about something was going on in her mouth. And the last thing I want to tell you is you have to keep your heart open with the woman that you're with, because that is what she responds to. She likes how smart you are, but you've got to keep your heart open and know what your heart feels. You can change your mind intellectually about certain things that you guys do together, but your heart matters the most. And thank you so much for calling. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It certainly does. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for calling, Nels, and batting leadoff. That was wonderful. Thank you.
I like that. Very good.
Thank you. We have Karen calling from Linwood. Karen, say hello to Jody Levon.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, Karen. So have you called in before?
No, well,
I love it if you have,
but I've not spoken to you.
Oh, awesome, because your energy is familiar where I listen to this show, so maybe that's why. Okay, do you have a question for me?
Well, I was curious what spirit has to tell me, and then I am looking at manifesting.
Okay, wait, one thing at a time. A little ADD on the medium side, seriously not trying to make fun of that. So the first thing you said is you want to know what spirit has to tell you, and the first thing that happened to me is my stomach got, like, a little bit lead-like. So either you are going through some digestive stuff or something in that area, or you have anxiety that you hold things in your belly, or it could be both. Do you understand this?
Yeah, both.
Okay. Both? Okay.
Yeah.
So do you remember there's something like there's some CBD oils that do this where you can it's got like a menthol thing to it. I'm feeling like you need something menthol-y that feels like menthol on your belly or in your belly. There's some sort of a soothing thing that you can do to just tell yourself it's all right with whatever you're doing to help heal these parts of you, to just keep reminding yourself it's all right. But you like action. You may be slow to move through things, and you are sometimes, correct?
Yeah.
You also like action. Like you, it's like weird. It's like one and the other at the same time. But there's times you just have to go, I want action. So if you are doing good things for your belly and you're really smart, so I feel like you do, I would get something that you could rub on the outside of your stomach and make sure you're rubbing in the right direction. I'm rubbing my tummy as I'm telling you this. And as I'm looking at it, I'm looking at my stomach going clockwise like they do with little kids when they have a tummy ache. I would do things like that for yourself, because when you're anxious, that will help you. And also when your stomach hurts, just keep saying to yourself, it's really all right. It's really all right. It's really all right. Because I feel like you've banged into things, like you've been trying to solve something for a while and you keep feeling like you're hitting a tin wall, you know, tin. So imagine hitting a tin wall. And I feel like you've recently backed away from it, and you're going to be approaching it from a completely different angle, and this time you'll make some real progress. Does that make sense to you? It's a project. It's something that you've been trying to do, even internally. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
So, okay, and what was your second question?
Well, it's about moving forward in a new line of work.
Oh, maybe that's the wall. Yes. What do you want to ask about that?
Well, is it the right direction for me to go in, and how do I start having that manifest?
So I feel a yes behind making a change. I feel like you know that, because when you talk about it, did you feel how when you talked about it, your stomach kind of went up, kind of fluttered up, like there was butterflies dancing? Did you feel that?
Somewhat, uh-huh.
Okay, so pay attention to that, because that's your intuition talking to you. When something is right for you, you'll feel those little butterflies. When something isn't, you'll feel like you just ate a lead ball. So, Yeah. So then what I would do is you need things to be meticulously set up. So I would start, okay, what would be the first thing I would need to do? Then what, and not look at anything else. Then do it. Then what would be the second thing I would need to do? Then do it. So you would keep yourself from feeling overwhelmed and give yourself time to do it. But you need to take these steps to do it physically, so then you can look back and say you've already made those steps so you don't feel overwhelmed. I also feel like you have a friend that might be able to help you a lot with this. Somehow they have some knowledge of this kind of thing that you're hoping to do. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Excellent, Karen. Appreciate that.
And we do appreciate you folks who wait. You know, we try to move through thoroughly and at the same time keeping the clock in mind. And that's kind of a delicate dance. Jody handles it well. And we'll no doubt do so with the next person, who is
Kim from Federal Way. Say hello to Jody Levon, and do you have a question for her, Kim?
Good morning, Jody. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No particular question, just a general reading, please.
Okay, so I love everybody who's called. Actually, I have to say that everybody's energy is so good. Your energy, it feels like I would hug you if I met you in person. So I hope you can feel this hug. You have such a warmth about you, and you care about the people in your life so much, and you care about the child in the car next to you that's crying because they want a lollipop. You mm-hmm. care a lot. You have a lot of empathy. Is this true for you?
Yes.
So here's what I want to say, and there are people listening that can relate to this. Being empathetic is a wonderful thing. Having compassion is a wonderful thing. But just like you can't lose weight for someone else, you can't do it for someone else. Their stuff, they have for them to learn. So when you look at something and you feel bad, say to yourself, but that's their thing to learn. I have my things to learn. I know they can handle it, or their spirit would never have set this up for themselves in this life. So that's their stuff. And when you walk away from something, or when you're thinking about something that hurts you because you're being, I would call, a little overly compassionate, then say to yourself, wait a minute, I can't clean out somebody else's closet. I can't lose weight for them. This is their thing. I can't get a degree for them. This is their thing, and they get to do it. This is what they've wanted to do in their life on some level, or needed to do. I'm going to let them have it. And imagine the energy going from you that you carried about them right back to them. And then you move away from it. I feel like your life will be even lighter and more joyful if you can understand something about staying in your boundaries, like to stay in your own space, to say, am I in my space or am I in someone else's space? I used to teach something, and I think I will again, called Your Space or Mine. It's in my first book, where you have to understand when you're feeling a feeling all of a sudden and you don't think it's like so out of the blue, you don't know what it is, you might be picking up something somebody else is feeling. And that's all right, but it's not your job to feel it for them. Just like if you're at a restaurant, you can't eat their food. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, you're amazing. Stand up for yourself a little bit more, too. That would be very helpful to say no. Be able to say no, 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 no.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you for calling, Kim.
I like this one. This is just a nice log ride along a lazy river. I'm enjoying the flow.
I'm good. Good. Our next caller is Jennifer from Seattle. Jennifer, say hello to Jody Levon, and what is your question for her?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've had some pretty serious gut and eye issues in the last few months, and I'm just wondering if you could give me any information on that. They seem to be resistant to all treatment.
So I was going to say there's something going on in your belly. So first of all, I'm not a medical intuitive. I do pick things up, but I'm not medically intuitively trained. Let's get that out there. So these are my impressions. Mm-hmm. All of these things are my impressions. I feel the first thing, when you started to talk, I felt like, you know how sometimes we get candida or we get some sort of bacteria that's not so perfect in our belly?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's something like that going on in your belly, and that the treatments are actually making it worse. Like it's not only not helping, it just seems like not a good deal. Mm-hmm. And I feel like medicine it's very important to touch base with Western medicine. I have a lot of respect for Western medicine. I do feel like the thing in the tummy, did that come first before the eye?
Oh, no,
that's what you're telling me.
First, yes.
So what I'm feeling like is the thing in the tummy was existing before the eye thing. And there's an imbalance going on in the structure or the, I don't know how you would say it. Like, somebody that knows plants would know it. But, like, if, let's just talk about soil right now. Like, something's not right in the soil. You got to get the soil cleaned out and let it clean itself and clear it out of something that doesn't work for it. That's what I'm feeling is going on in your belly and in the lining of your belly. And where I'm particularly feeling it is right up above my belly button, over a little bit to the right. Does that feel right to you? Have you felt anything there?
No, it's mostly low left.
Okay, so I'm feeling high right, and I'm feeling that for a reason. So Spirit actually moves my hand to the places. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't mean this is a new thing. This just means this is part of it. This is part of it. Mm-hmm. So a physician or a healer or somebody that knows things about balancing the with probiotics, things in your belly would be really, really helpful for you. The eye thing, they're just saying it's related, but don't laugh when I say this. They keep saying you have to keep washing your hands. You have to keep washing your hands because they feel like it's irritated by outside things, and we always touch our face, and so it's really important to wash your hands. And the other thing is you're really good at helping people see things out of the box, you personally. Yes. You're really good at that. So now connect with somebody. It doesn't have to be your best friend. It's better if it's not, who's also good with seeing things out of the box because they're going to give you really good insight about this, and you also have lovely energy. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Well, that's great. Oh, Jennifer, I wish you the best. If you need a referral, I know a great gut and eye doc in Seattle. We can help you out with that, as a matter of fact. I'm thinking of my person, a gut and eye doc.
Okay.
He can deal with both. There, as a family practitioner, in fact, I'm only half kidding because I think of my personal physician who was invaluable to me years ago. His office is in Bothell, so if you're not seeing anybody, shoot us an email, and that's mance.mitchell@gmail.com, and I will give you a referral, and I get no kickback either. That's just a good deed for the day.
There you go. We have Diane calling from one of the islands around Seattle. Diane, say hello to Jody Levon, and do you have a question for her?
I do, and hello again. I've spoke to you once before and enjoyed it, and I have your books, and they're just great fun to read.
What energy is this?
I'm going through two issues that are very litigious, and I'm my intuition, it doesn't seem to be working for me. I need some help.
You feel a little bit jammed, is that it?
I feel like I'm walking into that tin wall the lady was. You were talking about.
With the reverberation?
I feel like I walked into a buzzsaw in both of
them. Can you give me a neutral, without sharing too many of the details, sort of the gist of the first issue that you're going through?
Well, the first issue was about a friend, an older friend of mine, that they're trying to say she has dementia, and I say, no, she doesn't. And they want her money. Oh.
Yeah, I was just going to say there's money involved, and it's a little bit of maybe ageism going on. So when... Okay.
I don't know that this is my street.
So, you might be in somebody else's lane, right? You're maybe not be in the lane. So there are organizations that you actually can connect with. I know there are some in Minnesota. I don't know if there are some there. My guess is yes. Where you can ask for advice on how you would help a friend who is experiencing something like this. Because unfortunately, there are incidences where, particularly, I'm really sad to say this, family members do that. They are misguided somehow in thinking somebody isn't well, or they are feeling greedy, or they're just misguided. Let's just go with misguided.
Yeah.
So I would be careful to stay in your own lane. I wouldn't make an enemy out of those kids or those people. I would have the energy of we're all on the same page, we're all on the same page. But we as individuals in this country have rights, and there are different places that you can go, even generically just in the USA, to say what can be done in this circumstance. And if you know somebody who's really good at scoping on the internet, Googling things, there are organizations that can help with this. What you need it to be is very neat and tidy, so you can say, here, friend, 1, 2, 3, call these people, 1, 2, 3, you do this. If this person is in the shape you're saying, they'll be able to do that. You can sit with them when they do that, but then you have to get in your own lane. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You take your steps and you get in your own lane, and then act like there's a vacuum cleaner, and the vacuum cleaner cleans up all the energy that isn't yours, that maybe belongs to her but you took and it's not yours, and it goes into this vacuum and then it goes into the universe and is recycled and it's all good. And then
I do that all the time. Thank you.
That's good.
Yes. So do they, is there anything specific that they, my guys would like to tell me right now?
So can you just tell me, were you in a significant relationship with a man that when he was younger, he had sort of that scarf on his face, you know, like were you like 5 o'clock shadow? There's a man that's coming forward. He had at a certain point heavier dark hair and a little bit of the 5 o'clock shadow. I always want to say he's not very tall, but I'm not seeing him stand next to somebody, so I can't say that for sure. But this man is in spirit and is around you. So it's somebody that you connected
with. Yes, I know
who
you're talking about.
Okay, so he wants, did he have something in his belly? Did he have either anxiety or some issues in his belly?
Probably. Yes.
Okay, so he's talking about that. He said you helped ease that, that you're a person that helps ease that. And he wants also to say to you, I don't know if you leave something like plastic out in the sun. This is really funny. If you leave plastic by a window or something like that, he says you got to be careful with what you're leaving by your window and what you're drinking from. That, I've never had somebody say that from the other side. But he's trying to take care of you, wants you to be tidy like that and keep on the fact that you're not supposed to drink through in plastic. Like you don't want to have plastic in the heat.
Okay.
He wants you to pay attention to those outside things. And then also, is there something going on with your right foot or his right foot? He's talking about the right foot, maybe even the knee. There's something with the leg. He's saying, I don't know if it gets stuck sometimes or if it doesn't move as quickly, but he's saying doing like yoga exercises, just moving, getting the circulation going in that leg would help you a lot.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
He was cute.
Okay,
sometimes I flirt with dead people. He was cute.
Yeah, he is a flirt.
Okay, that's good. That's his fault then. Thank you so much for calling in. You're adorable.
Thank you very much. I just love you. Thank you.
Well, I love you.
Thank you,
Thank
Diane.
You,
speaking
Diane.
Of vivacious, what energy.
Yeah, she's a cutie. I remember her calling in before, so I'm glad she called in today. Jody, once more, I want to make sure we get out your website and any information so people can connect with you, because we're just a couple minutes away now from the end.
So it's theintuitivecoach.com. I'm also on Twitter at Jody Levon, and I love Twitter. I'm on Facebook at Jody Levon and The Happy Medium, and I'm on Instagram at, I think it's The Happy Medium Jody Levon. And I am going to be doing some online classes, and if you're interested, please email info@theintuitivecoach.com, and I've got a list going that we're going to blast people out with an email saying, okay, this is how it goes. Here's how we're doing it. It's going to be inexpensive, and we're going to talk about some of the things we just were talking about on the show, about healing ourselves and using our intuition to help our lives move more smoothly.
Oh, I like that. Self-healing and having your life move better. I like that.
Well, here you go. I have a suggestion for you, and my understanding is that titles cannot be copyrighted. So if I mention it to you on air, you could use it if you like it. And if somebody else uses it, it can't be helped. But you used a phrase, Jody, that I think would make a wonderful title for one of your books. The Goal of the Soul.
Yeah. Yeah, that's lovely. I'm glad you like that. It
the
is true about the goal of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, the goal of the soul. Because the soul
and
does
so
have
many,
a goal.
It does, and in terms of soul growth, but so many of us live aspirationally. And then we say, oh, that's just another thing I'm not going to get around to doing. Well, who says? Stop saying no to your dreams. That could be
Absolutely.
Part of the goal of the soul. I'm trying to feed you chapters and a title for a book here. Listen to me. But I just think that's the sort of book that you, Jody Levon, could write beautifully.
Well, thank you. I love that. I get warm tinglies when you say that. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on the show the 21st time.
21st
I love you guys.
Time.
You guys are dear friends, wonderful hosts, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jody. We look forward to visit number 22 sometime soon. Please say hello to the fam and have a great weekend. And to your wonderful Jason, happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
Coming up next,
Christine Upchurch, followed by Susan Harmon.
Beautiful. Stay tuned to Seattle's home of Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And have a great Father's Day weekend, everyone.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.